Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on 3 Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have music from Celeste Kellogg and the new singles from Nedley Stovall and Runaway Angel. Stepping into the co-host chair slash hot seat this week is my lovely friend, Alyssa Trahan. This should be a extremely fun show, but before we bring Liz on, I wanted to recap where we left off 2 weeks ago now, because we didn't have a show last week due to our Betsy Spina interview. So this is the chart for June 8th. Number 3 2 weeks ago was Devin Nichols with her A Brand New and Fighter. Number 2 last week was, number 2 2 weeks ago was Lena Stone with Hey There Hollywood. And the number 1 song 2 weeks ago was Christina Taylor with American Dreaming. So I think with that, let's go ahead and bring on our guest co-host this week, the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Cody. What's up?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. Super duper excited to be co-hosting today. Thank you so much for asking me.
Absolutely. When I reached out to people about this, two things happened that I didn't expect. Number one, I didn't expect anybody to actually want to do this. And number two, the people that I did want to do this, I didn't expect them to say yes so quick.
Really? Why not? This is an awesome thing.
One reason why I decided to do this guest co-host thing is normally for Indie Country Radio. I host it by myself normally. And I feel like most of the time I'm talking to a empty room, which I basically am. But that's the main reason why I decided to do this, to kind of have other people to kind of bounce thoughts off of, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
With that being said, I teased off air a little bit a slight surprise I may have for you.
Yeah, and?
and I don't know if you know this, but you, my friend, are nominated for a few awards in a upcoming award ceremony in Nashville.
I am. Well, no, I did not know that.
It's the first annual K-Dub Indie Country Radio Music Awards, and they will be October 15th, actually, in Antioch, which is a suburb of Nashville. But you were nominated for, I forget the categories offhand, but I'm pretty sure one of them is a Songwriter of the Year.
Well, that is so cool. I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me.
Absolutely. Depending on if our caller calls in, which he says he's going to, I may have another surprise for you soon.
Okay. Well, now I'm excited and anxious.
So, with all that being said, why don't we kick off today's countdown?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Coming in at number three this week is a brand new one from Natalie Stovall called "Can't Love You No More." This is number three on Indie Country Radio this week. Here we go.
Her vocals on that are insane. Geez, that makes me like not want to be a singer. She's so good.
Right. I mean, we actually spoke with Natalie on the show. I believe either last November or October, and Natalie is a gem. I mean, it's like I'd known her for 10 years.
She seems like a very nice person. I've never met her or talked to her, but everything I've seen and heard about her, she seems really nice. So that's really cool to hear.
Every single nice thing about Natalie Stovall is the absolute truth. This girl, like I said, it's like I've known her my entire life.
Aw, that's awesome.
And I was telling a buddy of mine when I called into his radio show last night, country music community in and of itself, 95% of the people are just like that. I mean, it's like you've known them your entire life.
It really is. You know, it's so unique and different than anything else. I mean, everyone, like you said, it's like everyone's just nice to each other, supportive, and everyone tries to build each other up and not tear each other down. So it's a really amazing thing.
Yeah. So, considering the fact you've been in Nashville quite a while now, a little over 2 or 3 years, what's currently going on with you career-wise?
A lot. So I've been here 2.5 years now. In January, I signed my first publishing deal ever, which I'm still not used to saying. But that's kind of been a really big focus for me now, just, you know, writing even more than I was before, recording a lot, meeting so many new people. I'm working on new music that I'm going to have so many announcements for really, really soon. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, I've just been working like crazy, writing so many new songs that I've lost track of how many I've written, actually. But a lot of new stuff going on that I'm really excited to be putting out really, really soon.
Awesome. And I've told you this before, but I am so beyond proud of you.
Aw, you're so nice. Thank you.
But I mean, it always warms my heart to see good people succeed, and I can't think of anybody that deserves it more.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, and when you officially release this new music, I'd be more than happy to play it on the show for you.
Well, that would be amazing. I'm really excited about it. It's a lot different than my other stuff. I've really grown a lot, and I'm kind of anxious for people to hear it and see what everyone thinks about it, but I'm really proud of it. So thank you so much for your pre-support of it.
Absolutely. And just as a matter of fact, I was playing your single, I Like It, earlier, just kind of like a pre-show kind of get in the zone kind of thing. I was playing I Like It earlier.
That is so awesome. Thank you. I'm glad you still like that one. I released that a while ago now, it feels like.
Was it 2016, I think? Maybe 15, something like that?
I think so, yeah. Man, it's crazy how fast time goes by, isn't it?
Probably one of my favorite songs of yours, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, thank you. That was one of the quickest writes ever. I wrote that in about 10 or 15 minutes. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. You know, I especially like the part where you're in the background going, in the second verse, you're like, weirdo. I especially like that part. That is so funny.
I added that because I was like, oh, it's missing something. We need that, like, you know, funny element in there. And at first I feel like people were like, what are you doing? That's weird. But then once it was all, like, mixed together, people were like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. You're not completely crazy.
Yeah, I get it now. are you ready for number two?
I am.
Awesome. This is a brand new single from one of my favorite bands ever. They are Runaway Angel, and they're from Toronto, Canada. I mean, this is their brand new single, Hard to Get, on Indie Country Radio.
Boy, it's hard to get a girl playing hard to get. Get it.
I liked it a lot.
The lead singer, the girls in this band, Cadence is lead. Stacy and Ann are a backup. And sometimes they'll take the lead, but I had them on the show too. Maybe a year or so ago, something like that, and I've been a fan of this band pretty much since their very first single, and they're just great girls. I mean, you know.
That's awesome. You know, I feel like I've never met a country artist that isn't anything but nice, you know? I don't know if there's something about country music, or I don't know what it is, but they're all so nice.
You know, and that extends to the insiders, too. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and announce this, but tomorrow on the show we have CMT's Katie Cook.
That's awesome.
I'm like, wait, what? Is this actually happening? You know, but in emails back and forth with Katie, I mean, even in emails you can tell that she's a super genuine, and I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
I mean, and last week we had Radio Disney Country host Betsy Spina on with us. So those are two of my mentors in the industry, which is like, I'm not even believing it at this point.
That's so great.
I also wanted to say, talking about Runaway Angel, if you like that song, Liz, they've got two full-length albums out. One is called No End in Sight, and the other is called Zero. Go
cool.
Check those albums out if you like.
I'll totally check them out, yeah.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the number one song this week. And I actually met this girl in person for the first time at last month's National Universe Awards. And she's garnered a brand new nickname from me, Boots. She will forever be known as Boots to me now. Because of the video for this song. This is Celeste Kellogg with Country Swagger taking the top spot this week. Here we go. there you have it, folks. At number one this week, that was Celeste Boots Kellogg with her single, Country Swagger. And I got to watch her perform that song live at the, well, I watched it back because I actually left the award show before she actually performed live. So I watched back the live performance of her doing that song at the Nashville Universe Awards last month.
That is an awesome song. That had some serious sass in it. I love it.
It did. I mean, it's probably one of my favorite songs from her.
Yeah, it's got a great melody, great feel to it. I love it. It's awesome.
And it doesn't look like our second surprise is going to pan out just yet. So I'll just go ahead and tell you what the second surprise was supposed to be.
Okay.
The host of this award show I told you about earlier was supposed to call in and be on air with me when I told you that you were nominated.
Aw, well, that would have been cool, but that's all right.
And something that is pretty cool is I will be co-hosting these awards with him.
Oh, that's so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It looks like I'm going to have to break down and buy a suit now. I'm 32 years old, and I've never owned a suit in my life. So
really, never?
Sad, isn't it?
That's impressive. You know, I don't like dresses, so I can relate.
But yeah, so overall, what did you think of this week's countdown overall?
Great. I love the girl power in it. Loving that. And I think, honestly, every song was really great and unique. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you know, I think I've told you this before, but this show is all about girl power. And I play probably a 90 or 95% girls on this show. So, and
that is amazing. Thank you for doing that.
And I honestly don't know of another show that's doing that.
I don't either. But we need more shows to do that. So I think you're really leading the way and, you know, getting people talking about it more, which is what we need.
You know, and you know that Bobby Bones is starting a channel on his show exclusively for women.
I saw that. I'm so excited for that. It's great to see, like I said, more people talking about it, doing something about it. It's amazing.
And also, I feel like you guys, speaking of the women in the industry, I feel like you guys don't get enough respect professionally.
Well, I can't say I disagree with you. It's interesting being a female in the business, for sure. It's, you know, there's a reason why so many people are trying to talk about it and start a conversation up. It's interesting. It's challenging.
And that brings me to another point and another question I've got for you. The song Suffragettes there in Nashville, have you ever considered playing with them?
I would love to. I think that group is awesome.
I've been to a Song Suffragette show, and I met Kaylee Shore at that show, which was It took every fiber of my being not to cry my face off.
Aww. Kaylee's awesome.
Because I told you the story of what her song of Fight Like a Girl means to me. I told you that story before, and I told Kaylee that in person, which was just beyond incredible. And of course I've got tons of pictures. I've probably posted them on Instagram more times than I probably should. But anyway.
No shame, no shame.
Nope. But before we wrap, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Any shows coming up for you or anything?
I have a lot of shows coming up this summer, but I mean, right now my biggest focus is my new music that I'm putting out really soon. So be on the lookout for a very big announcement in the next like few days. As soon as I get clearance to announce it, I'm going to do it within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I have lots of stuff going on. So be on the lookout for that. I'm real excited.
Awesome. So, I know you probably, I can't talk about it, but is there a possible release date for this new music that you guys are working on?
I can't say it yet. I'm sorry.
I
don't have
that.
To officially say the dates yet, but I will say there's new music coming out very, very soon, and I will say that it will be out sooner than you probably think. I'll say that. That's all
awesome.
I can say.
Awesome. Well, I thank you for helping me out today, Liz.
Anytime. Thank you for asking me. This was so much fun. It's always fun coming on here.
Absolutely. And we've got to get you back on soon for another interview. Maybe when the new music is released, hopefully.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Awesome. I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening or whatever. But I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Liz. I'll talk to you later.
Alrighty. Bye.
All right. Bye. I adore that girl. Just absolutely adore Liz. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio. Like I said earlier, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Katie Cook from CMT. And I am literally freaking out. I mean, it's Katie Cook for crying out loud. I'm just, like, zoning out at this point. anyway, so I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on